like it? I love the idea. Fine time.
Which desk is this on?
This is the one. This desk was the one I had when I was vice president, and the one your grandfather had. He was president. I have over in the UOB.
Oh,
I did. That was not in this. The Kennedy and Johnson had a different desk for our own. I didn't like the one they had, so I brought this one. What had happened, though, this used to be in my office, vice president Johnson. When I asked for it, he called it up to his life. He digged it away, so I had to get it from him. Well, anyway, I had a couple of thoughts about more thoughts that I'm leaving in about that situation. The really new factor is that the old man...
He's not going to support it.
If I...
He's not going to support it.
He will support you.
But see, well, he's not going to the son run, and his son has written David a letter saying
okay,
he's going to run.
Let me say that wrong. Well, he doesn't have to speak. I can sense, I know what he's going to do. Go ahead, what do you think?
Okay, well, because...
How do you analyze it?
This is the problem. Now, what... We solicited him.
Right.
I had hard intelligence last week because I was going to be in position on the staff. The fact that he didn't says to me that his son has gotten to him.
Oh, yeah.
And he's wrangled a concession or two out of him,
which says that his son is going to be in that race.
Yeah.
That's good.
See, I got two congressmen, including Devine. Well, not, no, Devine didn't say it. He implied it. The state chairman said that there was hard intelligence that this would happen. And I talked to congressmen.
Well, I thought you told me that.
Yeah.
Let me tell you exactly what happened. Let me give you the sort of the conversation that I had with him. Exactly as he should say it. He came in. He's pretty close. He's been around politics a lot. And he said, I'd like to ask you what I should do. You know, so they always ask. And,
oh,
and he said, first I want to tell you something. And he says, I'm not going to run. He says, the point is, though, I don't want to say it. Buy the damn farm. Put a tenant farm. Then you're a taxpayer in the district. And you could say it's just an investment. You want to invest in that district. You invest it in a farm and so forth. Now, I'm not saying this is a recommendation, Mark, but just something for you to sort out. But that way, you see, you own property in the district.
And producing property there.
That's right. It's also, it's you could have a tenant farmer, and you could have also a, say that you want to, you'd like to have, that it's your farm and so forth, and you'd like to have some of your equipment and stuff around. I'd put a few things around there, you know what I mean? And then, and that maybe work out some rate where you could go up and visit and so forth and so on.
Go ahead.
dispersed. I think it's a blessing that the old man isn't going to announce out, because if he announced out, you would have to announce out, and you'd have to be a candidate in every stinking damn little old club in the country. The district would insist that you come up. And only you go for the one time, two time, three time. Don't go too soon. Yeah. Don't become too available to him. Yeah. This district is very much like the district that I had, the old 12. The biggest town is 50,000. And you ought to just go down and get the total number of towns, small and large, and so forth and so on, and concentrate there. Treat each town as if it were a big one. But what I would have in mind would be, after he decides, then you should have a big announcement as a party after the first of the year. But I wouldn't make your announcement until after. That's a little bigger about maybe. A very good time for you to announce your candidacy might be Lincoln's birthday. See, that's about the time I would visualize, not before then. The old man will probably announce the 1st of February, he's not going to run. Then Lincoln's birthday, you make your formal announcement, and you make a little speech, at that time.
Make sure I'm in front of a friendly audience that night.
It'd be a speech for your people.
Yeah, an organized party.
Ben, I would do, rather than a lot of just start going around and getting into crappy stuff with baits and all that bull, I would go around very quietly. I would you could do some of this before, get around and know every country editor. Get around and so that you get all them lined up. I mean, you take a fellow like Harry McLaughlin, Now he's with Harrisburg, but that's close, and they also have some circulation down there. But he's a great friend of your grandmother. He'd just be out pushing for David. As a matter of fact, you're going to need a press man. I mean, in your campaign, you're going to need a manager. You come from that. Harry, I don't know whether he's probably the kind of guy that would be very good for that sort of thing, but check into that.
No.
Because you don't want a select city slicker. Don't bring anybody from
outside. No, that's right.
Get one of their guys. Now, put that name in the back of your mind.